in a former life at the Chamber of Commerce, they used to say once in a while, this is a big deal. Today, Gary, this is a big deal.
Yesterday morning, several dozen people gathered inside the Jones Center in Springdale, where Ed Clifford, president and CEO, announced big news for the organization. The George family has pledged $1 million to the Jones Center Endowment Fund. The gift is helping the center get closer to its goal of raising $30 million for an endowment. Members of the George family attended yesterday's announcement, including Gary George, chairman of George's Incorporated, a Springdale-based poultry company. George says his family has a long history with Harvey Jones and his wife Bernice, the founder of the Jones Center.
My father and my uncle and the families, it's a relationship that goes well beyond my years, and I just knew of what they've done over the years for this area, and it was just the right thing to do.
Ed Clifford, president and CEO of the Jones Center, says it meant a lot to receive this gift from the George family.
There are pillars of the community in all the cities of the corridor, but the George family is one of those families that is absolutely right up there at the top. Their contributions to Northwest Arkansas have been significant, but their friendships with each of those other families is what sort of makes Northwest Arkansas special. And the George family and Harvey and Bernice Jones were close, really close, as Gary said. And so it meant a great deal to him to have their family be able to help our endowment campaign for something that's named after Harvey and Bernice Jones. So.
Clifford says in 2012, the expanded board of directors conducted a careful analysis of the Jones Center programs, operations, and staffing, and approved a new strategic plan that would bring the center to a sustainable level that would allow it to continue serving the community for years to come. According to a news release, the expanded Jones Trust Board approved a stringent spending policy limiting the organization to a 3.5% draw to ensure finances remained strong for years.
When the new board, and I was part of the board, then took over, we realized that with the amount of spending they were doing at the Jones Center, that they only had about 4 or 5 more years left in the endowment fund. And so we made some significant changes. We made significant changes in our operating procedures, in the programming that we had, and then in the staffing that we had, and took the budget here from $5.6 million to $3.6 million a year. And then we decided that, in fact, we would need about $50 million to help sustain that expenditure, and so we were $30 million short of the $50 million.
In December of 2012, the Jones Trust launched an endowment campaign with the announcement of $20 million in contributions from the Walton Family Foundation and CARE Foundation. According to a news release, CARE Foundation contributed a gift of $10 million, while the Walton Family Foundation made available up to $10 million, pending the realization of a 1-2 match requiring an additional $10 million to be raised from additional supporters. Clifford says including announcements that will be made in the coming months regarding additional gifts, they have $2.5 million left to raise. Clifford says the money will help keep prices at the Jones Center low, and it will help put a very positive spin on each staff member's ability to do his or her job.
They don't have to say, well, can I afford to do this? They can try to do it. If it doesn't work, we don't have to do it again. But if it does work, it's something that really made sense. And this gives us the ability to try almost anything we want to try in the center, and that's really important. Really important for the staff, really important for the community.
More information is available at thejonescenter.net.